business.gov.nl, Dutch business climate and culture.
If you want to do business in Europe, the Netherlands is a good starting point. It's located in the heart of mainland Europe and has an excellent infrastructure. Also, the business climate in the Netherlands is reliable, strong and internationally focused. Everyone speaks English. All in all, a first-class country to start your business. Let's hear what foreign entrepreneurs have to say about the Netherlands and Dutch people.
So setting up a business in the Netherlands or putting in place a company in the Netherlands is quite easy. So there's no massive capital requirements. Corporate governance structure is quite flexible and simple, so you can easily tailor the group structure to your needs.
Entrepreneurial.
Vibrant.
Energizing.
Get things done.
Open-minded.
In your face.
Cozy. Gezellig is actually the word.
Talent.
It's about inclusivity.
Cool and progressive.
Global, a global city.
Well connected.
Welcome, gentlemen. Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Why did you start your business, Quicargo, here in the Netherlands?
We're a logistic platform. And logistic is, I can call the Netherlands the heaven of logistic.
Okay.
Because of the harbor, you have the Schiphol, you have Rotterdam, and Venlo is a logistic big hub, so it's very good for our business. And the second thing is quite a small ecosystem, and we can do smaller mistakes, and we can learn quite fast from our performance and from our new early adapters clients. So it was very smart decision from our side. Now I can say that, can tell it after 1.5 years, and this is the main reason.
So it's a good starting point because you can test drive in a way?
Yes, exactly. So business-wise, our logistics sector is very strong and centralized point in Europe.
And
also
sort of
the
expand.
Ecosystem itself as a business perspective in matter of easy to get feedback from the market right away. This is the most important thing in when you start a business, to make sure that you're selling something that actually people need.
So. And after that, you want to expand to the rest of Europe,
correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Willem, you work for Startup Delta.
Mm-hmm.
And how does Startup Delta help startups?
Well, when they come to the country here, for instance, like Avishai that I have worked with as a mentor, they come to the country and going to establish themselves, trying to find out how to take maximum advantage of Holland as the best place to start and grow and internationalize your business. So we're not only looking at the piece of how you're going to establish yourselves nationally in looking for funding, looking for network partners, putting them into contact with his right customers, but also looking at going across the border. So Avishai's company, Quicargo, is going to come with us next month to Hannover Messe in Germany to start developing the German market. And so we're only not looking at Holland as an own country. Mm. We're also looking at, as we say, as the best platform in Europe to develop your business on a European scale. And so that's another major purpose of Startup Delta.
Okay. And can you tell us something about the Dutch infrastructure?
Well, Dutch infrastructure is not just the logistical part that Avishai is talking about, the roads, the harbors, and the kind of stuff that's particularly very important for his business. If you're a pure tech startup, a very important part is also the whole technological infrastructure. Amsterdam is the largest internet network point here in Western Europe, and that's why you have billions of dollars of data centers being built by big companies like Microsoft and Google in the Netherlands. So that very, very very good infrastructure, technological infrastructure, IT infrastructure, is very important as a tool to attract foreign companies in the technological field.
Okay. Do you agree?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. But also one thing that we didn't discuss, people like if you're an IT company, you need to hire high-skilled developers, and it's easy to convince Brazilian developer to join to come over to Amsterdam.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's super nice for them, and so it's well branded country and city to come over. And it's super important in the IT business because there is a big lack of developers anywhere. And that's a very important point.
But it's true. It's, I mean, it's I see that every day, and this is companies from all over the world coming to this country. Young people, they really are attracted by the quality of life in Holland. And Ivyshire is experiencing that, not because they only speak Dutch. It's the whole mentality, the culture. It's also the creativity that they have here, the very international orientation. Everybody feels themselves home here very easily.
And but you see this in the business climate as well, this international focus.
Oh, of course. I mean, this is our tradition, and for hundreds of years has been that outward focus. And so what you see right now, first we had hundreds of large multinationals choosing Holland as a starting point for operating in Europe. Now you see a sort of a next wave. In the day of the days of technology, you see all these young tech companies coming to countries, not only because of the infrastructure, but also because of the quality of living that they find here, and its international orientation, because tech business is a global business, and Holland is a very good spot to tap into the global business.
Okay. Yeah. And how would you describe the Dutch people? Be honest.
How honest? No, just kidding. Business perspective, I was very happy to see that they're really open-minded to innovation, sustainability. So this is one of the main focus we are targeting. And they're actually willing to try. You don't need to come with a lot of track record, and as a startup, you don't have anything. So we just called, you're my first client. You want to try? And try it in other countries. So here, apparently, it's worked. So that's very important if you're starting, especially if it's something that's new to the market.
Okay. And what's it like to do business with them?
Why?
What's it like to do business with
them? Yeah, I think it's quite direct. So the negotiation is also good fun, but I think the Israelis, we're also okay with that. So I think it's good match in matter of negotiations and trading and very open international-wise as well. English is very important because sometimes you can lose things in language and you can cover it by the good language we can have it here. And once you've done an agreement, which is not easy, but once you got one, it's actually happening. And it's not so obvious. If you do in other areas in the world, you can sign the contract, but the execution is totally different. And surprisingly, really, this is a very important part. We can focus on our business because actually the ecosystem and the business is also respecting the deal.
So it's they're reliable when they pay on time.
Exactly. So all these things, it's happening. And that's let us focus on the innovation or the growth instead of administration and all these annoying things that you need to deal as a small company.
So business-wise, it's nice to work with them. But how are they on a private basis?
No.
You can still be honest.
I'm purely honest. So one thing, when I'm working hard, a lot of hours per week or even weekends, but once I got my free time, I don't like to plan. I just like to do anything that I want now and just relax. And if I got some Dutch friends and I need to book 1 month in advance to drink coffee or beer. So that's one thing that I'm still catching up. Trying to schedule my private agenda as well, but instead of that, it's very open, and I think I know Amsterdam, and for me, it's a very big international community. So I have friends from all over the world. And it's quite easy, and I think it's not too difficult for the local community to integrate because I think it's already many years this combination. So I think it's.
But do you speak Dutch?
No. I'm trying. Every Saturday I'm canceling, unfortunately, my courses. But everyone speaks perfect English, so it's very difficult. In the negative side, it's difficult for me to learn. But in the positive side, it's easy communication. So I'm still working on it, unfortunately.
Yeah, so yeah, that's really a practice. That's a practice. I hear that all the time, and I hear in Holland for 2 years. I said, when are you finally going to learn some Dutch? And I said, I'll try to. But as soon as I try, they start speaking English to me. I can never practice.
Yeah, well.
But anyways, so the other thing that further to what Avishai is saying is Holland is a perfect place to start, grow, and internationalize your business. Not only do they learn to operate in a very international organization environment, but we also, as we go into experience in Germany, even the large German companies love to work
with Dutch startups. Do you speak German as well?
Sure. And so they love to work with Dutch startups because they are so creative. You know, the Germans will think it through too long before something is going to materialize. So the Dutch are much quicker on the feet and much more creative. And so they learned that in Holland as well, and because that has been the tradition here. Creativity, trying out things. It's a merchant mentality to try things out rather than engineer it to the end. And never get anything accomplished. And so this whole environment of being creative and quick on your feet and trying to find new innovative ways of doing stuff is not only good for operating well in Holland, but you can also use that capacity to go to France or go to Germany, countries where they are more engineering organized, where they're very strict, very regimental, and work in a more open kind of a thinking way of operating. And that's really critical in the world of technology. Yeah.
And they speak French as well? They're German, English, French?
Well, I used to, but I can brush it up, but if necessary. But sure. Yeah. But it's very important. It's one of the things that people learn here too. That yes, it's all Europe, but it's still very distinct business climates. Germany has a very different business climate than France has, and you really need to adapt to it. Mm. I think the Dutch are used to it because, you know, 70% of what we produce is going across the border, so everybody's used to these different business climates. That's also what you learn. So if you have an American company here, they really learn that it's not so easy. What works in Holland doesn't necessarily work in Germany or in France. So people learn how to adapt to these different climates, business climates.
Okay, and also it's very handy that they're multilingual.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And how easy is it to start a business in the Netherlands compared to other EU companies?
Actually,
countries?
Way easier. I would say the UK would be slightly easier, but it's also a way of learning the UA around here. So once you know the channel, that's why that the orange carpet is so important, because people in our network tell you how to do that, not only help you what is the right legal form from a business, but also how I'm going to buy it about it. And I said, we go to the line, we'll help you with it. And so the Netherlands is actually, when you put all the pieces together and when you use the orange carpet route, you'll find out that it is surprisingly easy, way quicker than starting a company in Germany or France.
So, Avishai, did the Netherlands really roll out the orange carpet for you?
Absolutely. It was, first, of course, it's a very important tip, let's say. Ask questions and try to understand the ecosystem before you're starting the task one by one. So try to understand what you can get from the parties that involved in soft lending in the Netherlands. And once you know who is doing what, and maybe it's easy to ask, like Startup Bootcamp or any other accelerator that's available, who are the parties? And once you know, it will be very it's quite easy to get the information and help them to get the help to process it. So yes, it's good. One thing to improve is the I didn't know about those parties that involved only after I asked questions. So maybe you can do the marketing, or at least the to make it more accessible for really people that are just coming and starting to ask the question, somehow to get it right away, and then it will save a lot of time for them and effort.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's a good idea. Hmm? Well, thank you both for all your information and for being here. Well, it's fair to conclude that the Netherlands have a lot to offer to entrepreneurs who want to start, roll out and expand their business here. The Netherlands offers you a high quality work environment and an excellent infrastructure with an internationally oriented English speaking population. And as Avishai mentioned, the Netherlands roll out the orange carpet for you as an entrepreneur. Good luck with your business.
business.gov.nl, Dutch business climate and culture.